Welcome to the Dietitian Rehab Podcast, where we not only challenge and inspire dietitians to think outside the traditional dogmatic education, training, and attitudes for a mind wide open, but also to challenge anyone to think differently about their own health. We'll talk all things food, health, and nutrition related as we explore points of view, evidence, and strategies for better health that will allow you a fuller understanding of the hot topics that everybody's talking and asking about. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Doug Cook. And today's a pretty exciting show because we're going to be talking to a registered dietitian and a naturopathic doctor. Her name is Jen Salib Huber, and she is a Canadian dietitian and naturopathic doctor who's been in practice for more than 16 years. And she helps women in perimenopause and menopause find food freedom and understand the changes their bodies are going through. Working from a health at every size approach, she teaches women to become intuitive eaters and build body confidence in their 30s, 40s, and 50s and offers evidence-based natural treatment options for their symptoms. She strongly believes that women need to come together to normalize this experience and offers small online group programs to help women feel their best. Her online program, The Thinking Woman's Guide to Perimenopause, Menopause, is a four-week program open to any women in any stage of perimenopause or menopause who are looking to regain confidence in their bodies and themselves. So this will be an interesting talk. So let's get to the show.
Great. So welcome to the show, Jen.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, I'm really happy to have you on because there's a lot of confusion out there with the public and I think professionals like us, because we wear an RD hat, between naturopathy or naturopathic medicine and dietetics or clinical dietetics. And I've always said that I've been a dietitian, but a naturopath at heart because of my own frustrations with dietetics, which is why I have this podcast. So I think there's a lot of great things to explore. So because there's a great mix of people who listen to the podcast, the general public, other health professionals, nutritionists, et cetera, and naturopaths like yourself, I'm just going to help orient the listeners to a couple of definitions. So sure. I'll start with dietetics because that's what I do. And I guess loosely or broadly speaking, the field of dietetics, which registered dietitians practice under or within that scope, is defined as the branch of knowledge and the practical application of nutritional sciences that's concerned with diet, simply meaning food, and its effect on health. So that's kind of broad. And I'm just wondering if you could give a definition of what naturopathic medicine is.
Sure. I think that kind of the definition that we're most familiar with is that it's a blend of Eastern and Western medical practices in many parts of the world. In many parts of the US and Canada, it's also a primary care type of medicine, meaning that we see a wide range of people for a wide range of concerns, and that we would use some of the modalities that we would consider part of the naturopathic scope, including nutrition, herbal medicine, Chinese medicine, to diagnose and treat those patients. So I always say that kind of naturopathic medicine would be taking the most kind of diverse types of integrative therapies and kind of lumping them under one umbrella so that we're using all a similar system to understand where people are coming from and coming into, but that we have a very wide range of tools in our toolbox to select from for treatments.
Okay. So it's pretty broad. You've got a lot of tools to tap into for sure.
Yeah, and I think that this is it's a good opportunity to discuss the difference between what some people would consider naturopathy and naturopathic medicine, because while they are inherently the same, how they're practiced, especially in North America, can be a little bit different. So historically, naturopathy was kind of the all-encompassing term. In the States, a little bit more so than in Canada right now, but there's still a little bit of a divergence between what is considered traditional naturopathy and naturopathic medicine. And this is where one of, I think, the fundamental misunderstandings about who we are and what we do comes into play. Because traditional naturopaths who are practicing traditional naturopathy tend to have a wide range of education that in most states and provinces is not regulated, that there's no consistency between them, and that I think that confuses the public and also other healthcare professionals. Whereas naturopathic medicine is a very defined system of education with criteria, standardization between the colleges that offer the programs, standard licensing and board exams, and generally consistency between the states and the provinces where it's regulated. So I think most of us who are NDs and use the ND title prefer naturopathic medicine just because of that confusion. So.
Okay. Yeah. That, I had no idea because I knew that there was people who talk about the differences between the two, but I just thought it was one and the same. So that's,
well, it's kind of like a dietitian's, how we like to clarify between dietitian and nutritionist sometimes,
right?
Because there can be, I think, a fundamental misunderstanding from the public or the layperson's perspective that they're all the same, but there are subtle differences that sometimes matter more than others. Right.
Right. Yeah. So what I find fascinating, and everyone else is going to find fascinating, is how you wear two hats. Maybe you have one on more than the other. So you have an RD credentialing and an ND credentialing. So for me, I'm curious to know about your practice. So you started off as a dietitian, correct?
Yeah. So way back, I did my degree in nutrition at Acadia from 95 to 99. So a while ago now, and became a dietitian by the end of 2000 after I finished my internship. Before I had graduated, though, I knew that my next path was going to be to go on to naturopathic medicine. So I had been doing it as part of my undergrad. I was doing an honors degree, decided to look at the role of garlic in treating cholesterol, and really kind of was introduced to this world of kind of an evidence-based, system-based, integrative medicine that could be applied using nutrition, but also using other types of therapies. And so this really piqued my interest. And so before I even graduated, I knew that this was going to be the next step. So for me, it was very much an integration versus an one or the other. So once I finished my internship, I didn't even practice as a dietitian before going on to Toronto to study at CCNM. So that was kind of how that happened. So I became a dietitian first. So I licensed as a dietitian 20 years ago, but I went right into school again. Once I graduated in 2004 and started practicing, I think that it became very clear that the two were very well suited for a co-practice. In Nova Scotia, we actually aren't regulated by a college for either nutrition or naturopathic currently. We're both in this waiting stage of having submitted regulation and waiting for that to go through the different levels of government. So I've been self-regulating as part of both of those professions since basically 2004. But when I'm seeing people in my office, I tend to wear the ND hat primarily because it includes nutrition as part of the scope. The handful of times over kind of 16 years of practice that someone has said, I only want to see you for dietetics, I'm very clear with them that that's a very different type of counseling that I can provide, in that I can't really make any recommendations regarding diagnosis or other treatments. We can only talk about food. So in those handful of times I've done that, it's required a separate file, separate charting, and, you know, generally keeping the two very separate. So my preference is actually to see people under my ND hat, but using the tools that I have as part of my RD toolbox to help them.
Okay. So I was wondering if you practiced at all as a dietitian and for how long and what patient population, but you didn't do that at all.
No.
Yeah. So the impetus, I was curious to know what sparked that interest, because in my undergrad, we had a complementary way back when we called it CAM, complementary and alternative medicine, which is a big sticking point because as people say, there's no such thing as an alternative medicine. There's just medicine. Yeah. And I looked at echinacea and immunity. So it's interesting. I knew that that was my passion, but we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. So that's interesting. So what was it like to go through schooling for naturopathic medicine as a dietitian? And was this something that people knew about? Were you in the closet? Like, because, you know, there has been some tension between naturopathic medicine and dietitians and other nutrition professionals. You know, I don't want to get into mudslinging or anything like that, but, you know, I've gone to a lot of these continuing education things where there's holistic nutritionists and naturopaths, and I overhear people talking all the time. It's like, well, I had this client and the dietitian said this. So I was just wondering what it was like for your experience with that.
Yeah. I mean, interestingly, a large portion of people, I think, who go on to become NDs actually come from a nutrition background. There were several people that I went to school with who had a BSc in nutrition. So I think that for many people, it's a very common launching point. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really encountered a lot of mudslinging really anywhere. I have encountered everywhere misunderstandings about who dietitians are and who naturopaths are, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is definitely a fundamental misunderstanding, less so now, I think, but that dietitians only do meal plans, or that they only talk about food, or that they only do this. And so I think it's a lot of trying to pigeonhole people into little boxes instead of looking at a broader scope of what they can offer. So I really don't remember any issue about being a dietitian going into naturopathic medicine. It's generally been positively received by my ND colleagues. And over the years, many people have referred to me specifically because I have both of those designations. So I don't recall really any big issues anyway.
Yeah. And I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm certainly free to talk about my experiences and let people hate me, but I've been at this, I guess, 22 years. So I can remember in the early days, it was not pretty. So, you know, dietitians, they may want to deny it, but there was a bit of just turf war. So maybe things maybe things were better for you at that time. And to your point, it for sure is a lot better than it was.
I think the turf war is something that I see across the board in so many professions. Having worked in an integrative clinic, you know, you see it with physios and chiro, you see it between what would be considered conventional medicine and anyone who's in the alternative integrative field, dietitians, holistic nutritionists. I think that the turf war is alive and well, but it is getting better.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I think it's better from my experience just with younger generation and maybe the internet and social media. I think people are exposed to things, because I remember on the Facebook, for people who don't know, there's a dietitian Facebook support page on Facebook, obviously. And a lot of younger, like biologically younger people, not just young in the career, are asking questions that was never asked when I was going through 22 years ago. And if you did, it was like, yeah, I mean, I'll be frank, I was belittled and bullied and kind of demeaned to even consider these things. So it is getting better. So yeah, so you've already answered the question that you primarily see people through this kind of ND lens.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I think people are wondering is, are the unique and overlapping boundaries between RD and ND, are there any? I think you said they kind of complement each other.
They definitely do. And because I see people primarily with the broader scope of a naturopathic license, I don't have to worry so much about crossing boundaries per se. You know, in the few times, like I said, where I have done primarily dietetic or nutrition counseling, there really has to be a bit of a more firm boundary there. But I haven't really had to experience a lot of that. But there is an incredible amount of overlap in using, you know, food as, I don't like the term food as medicine per se, but talking about food as a therapeutic, helping people to develop healthy relationships with food, to be interested in food, you know, really looking at food as an important piece of healthcare, which I think is lacking from so many other disciplines in healthcare, that there should be more collaboration between the two. I think that there's a great opportunity for collaboration between the two professions.
And so having both titles, it's been my experience when I had worked in various clinics with naturopathic medicine, like one of the things that dietitians do is we assess nutritional status and we assess nutritional risk. So for people who may not understand, like nutritional status is, you know, looking at weight history, whether there's unintended weight loss due to disease processes, the impact on the kind of muscle stores, fat stores, the rate of muscle loss, protein, calories, fat requirements to prevent this or to reverse that. And some of the experiences that I've had with NDs, they're not taught or they don't really see nutritional assessment in those same ways. So I'm just curious to know how that's different and how that being a dietitian might inform how you would do an assessment. Because maybe I'm making assumptions, but I would suspect that you're probably doing things that not traditional naturopathic doctors do in terms of nutritional assessment beyond just saying, oh, remove this food if you have a food sensitivity. Like, is there that kind of classic assessment?
It's hard for me because I actually haven't seen other people practice in a long time. Like back you know, I haven't really shadowed other NDs since kind of the early parts of my career. So it's difficult for me to say what other people are doing. Certainly that type of questioning was part of our training and is certainly part of what I would do. But I think also sometimes it's a different population that we're seeing. At least the people that I have seen over the years wouldn't necessarily fall into those high-risk groups. It would be part of our responsibility to see if they did, but we're often seeing people who aren't likely to have active kidney disease, or at least in my practice. So the types of questioning that I would be asking about with food would be along those lines, but they wouldn't necessarily be disease specific, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And so one of the things I was just curious about is, and this is just a general question, and I'm sure other people who are listening who are dietitians might be wondering, maybe there's not because the disciplines are different enough, but do you see, being a naturopath, it's kind of a broader lens, do you see any limitations in traditional dietetic training? Are there opportunities? Or as I've always said, sometimes I see dietitians getting kind of, I don't know how to say this, I'll just say it. They, you know, they get their feathers all ruffled because dietetics is a specific application of nutritional sciences and nutritional assessment and intervention. And so there's many ways to leverage nutrition that might not be traditional dietetics. So I think sometimes dietitians get a little nervous when they see those other things being applied. And rather than letting people just do that, they may want to, that might not make them happy. So I'm kind of getting off topic, but what I'm trying to say is, do you think there's opportunity within dietetic training that could be, that dietitians could benefit from having experienced nutrition practice as an ND? If that makes no sense, let me know.
I think I get it. I always look at it as there's a difference between being an expert in something and being exclusive in something, or exclusively an expert in something. Hmm. I think that we all need to make decisions about food as individuals. And I think that there's a great opportunity to educate and support individuals and families into making better choices that support their health and understanding how those choices support their health. And the more opportunities we have to give people information that is credible, is evidence-based, is helpful, is fantastic. When I was in school, there was essentially no other role presented other than clinical, right? So I'm sure it was probably similar in your time, but to be a clinical hospital-based dietitian was kind of the goal, and everything else was like, you know, second best. So, you know, yes, there was talk about Food Service Administration, and yes, there was public health, and yes, some people did choose those, but at least when I went to school, the focus was on getting an internship and getting a job in the hospital, which I quickly knew wasn't for me, but there really wasn't a lot of avenues to explore. How can I be an effective private practice dietitian? How can I work effectively with other healthcare professionals to support people in their relationship with food and their health, with nutrition? There just wasn't the avenues there. Now, I'm hoping a lot has changed in 20 years. I do occasionally get nutrition students who spend some time with me, and they do tell me that those conversations are happening more often. But I think it really needs to come from that base education of, yes, you are a nutrition expert, but that doesn't mean that you need to exclusively be the expert in how it's delivered. That's how I've always viewed it, is we can have lots of people involved in helping people with this. But I do think that dietetics has a place at the top of that expert tree.
That makes perfect sense. I really like that explanation. And I've never thought of it that way, but you articulate what I think I was intuitively thinking. And I agree, when I was doing this 22 years ago, the goal was to become a clinical dietitian, work in the hospital. Yeah. And even within the hospital, there was a hierarchy of where you worked, right? So you, like, ICU was like, and renal was higher status than working with type 2 diabetics, which is a whole nother issue. But what I found interesting was we had one model of eating, which is Canada's food guide, which dietitians bristle at because they think, I just don't follow the food guide. But reality is we worked with a tool of healthy eating, which was a pattern that included 4 food groups. It's only one possible way of healthy eating. But then when we did clinical dietetics, it was, how do we get people to approximate the food guide pattern within the limitations of a given disease state? So I worked in nephrology for 12 years. So how do you get people to eat healthfully while limiting things like sodium, potassium, and phosphorus because their kidneys aren't working. So it was still just, in my mind, meeting the basics like protein, fat, yeah, carbs, vitamins, and minerals. But I wondered if you just had a sense that if there's the opportunity, forget hospital, but I guess the opportunity to expand or enhance dietetic education based on your experience of a naturopath without going way beyond the scope of what a dietitian could do. Because I think there is, absolutely, but I was just curious.
Absolutely.
What you're,
and yeah. I think, I wonder if you've noticed this as well, but the evolution of dietetic practice has really gone two ways between south of the border and north of the border. So when I look at our RD colleagues in the States, who many of them have a beautifully vibrant functional practice that helps a wider range of people with more tools in their toolkit, that's the kind of thing that I would like to see happening in Canada. I think that our scope can be expanded within the confines of what we're trained to do without it being very, having such a narrow focus. Because I feel like that's the limiting factor, is that sometimes the focus is really narrow, even though our training and our knowledge and what we can offer is much broader. I don't know if you've noticed that as well, the difference between the States and Canada.
I was going to say 1,000%, but you can only have 100%. So 100%, I totally agree with you. And that was when I went into dietetics, I was like, okay, I'm interested in nutrition, disease, health. Then I went to a school in Toronto, which will remain nameless, and it was like a colossal disappointment. And even my master's degree was a bit of a colossal disappointment. Now, granted, it was geared towards public health. Then I discovered integrative and functional nutrition. And for people who don't understand that, it really is looking at the role of nutrition that uses an integrative lens. And so if we look at gut health, for example, you know, mm-hmm, orthodoxy has a system of the gut, and you've got a separate doctor for endocrinology, which is all your hormones, and you've got another doctor for all these different systems, which makes sense. If you're studying a body, you break it down. But an integrative approach, it's like, okay, well, the gut has gut bacteria, which everybody knows. The gut has got a, you know, complex muscular system. It's got a nervous system. Those all work together to influence, you know, hormones and neurotransmitters. So you just can't look at health in silos. That's the integrative aspect. Then the functional part is, okay, you're getting enough of a vitamin to prevent a deficiency, but you're not satisfying all the requirements of that nutrient. So your full functional biochemistry, if you will, is not optimized. And so you can have enough vitamin B12 to prevent a deficiency, but if you might not be have enough to do other things. So they're functionally deficient. And so classical dietetics has always been about preventing deficiencies when you think of the food guide.
Exactly.
When you think of the food guide. So I agree with you. I think there is a lot of opportunity to enhance the dietetic education, still keeping within the scope that goes beyond that kind of traditional general healthy eating, whatever that means. I don't even know what that means after 22
years.
So
as an ND, I mean, thinking about the gut example, if I see someone who has irritable bowel syndrome, yes, I will counsel them on food and maybe a low FODMAP diet, but I may also use herbal antispasmodics, you know, things like peppermint to help really reduce any pain. I may talk to them about using acupuncture and do acupuncture to help reduce stress, which we know is associated with IBS flare-ups. So, you know, looking at that integrative and the functional model is really something I think that needs to be applied even just beyond dietetics and naturopathic medicine. I think that we need to start looking at moving away from the reductionistic disciplines of health and working more towards those collaborative and integrative ones.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think there's a missed opportunity. And granted, if you're in the hospital, you can only do so much because you're working with hospital diets. But I think in private practice, the opportunities are interesting. And just to put this in perspective, when I was a member of Dietitians of Canada, I co-chaired the network. It used to be called CAM, Complementary and Alternative Medicine. And then it was renamed Integrative and Functional Nutrition. I think there was 200 members. contrast that to the US, there are more, so they have a chapter, I think it's called, in their Academy of Dietetics, and it's called DIFM, which is Dietetics and Integrative and Functional Medicine. And there are, I think there's 9,000 members. There's more dietitians just in that chapter than there are all dietitians in Canada. And I know that's in part a population thing, but it is the fastest growing network for them. I interviewed a couple of dietitians who are and integrative and functional nutrition. So yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. So that's interesting. I don't know if you had a comment, but...
No, I agree. I think there's definitely some missed opportunities and we can always make different choices, but it has to be something that everyone wants.
Right. So I guess we're kind of backtracking, but I wondered if when patients come to see you, is it because of ND first and then... Do they get the NDRD?
Over the years, I've heard a lot of, I wanted to see a naturopath and I saw that you were a dietitian too. Or I have this concern that I think naturopathic medicine can help with, but I really want a food first approach. Or so it definitely has, I think, added to why people come to see me. I don't know that it is the only reason why people have come to see me, but it's been kind of an added value thing for them for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was confusing for them or if it...
I don't think so. I mean, in my standard spiel, you know, when people come into the office as part of getting informed consent, I would explain to them, this is who I am and this is what I do. And all of my services are provided under my naturopathic, you know, doctor hat. But I still use, obviously, clinical nutrition and, you know, use the tools of dietetics as part of that. So I think I tried to be clear about who I was and what I was doing from the get-go.
Okay. So I have a question. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I have a question from a dietitian. So as you know, I kind of put out the feelers that I was going to be talking to you and if people had some questions. And this one dietitian, I think, is just feeling a bit disillusioned. I mean, I've been feeling that way my entire career. I was going to read a question verbatim, and I just wondered if you felt comfortable answering it. It's nothing crazy, but I don't want you, keeping in mind that no one's expecting you to speak for everybody.
Yeah.
Are you open to that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So a question from a fellow dietitian is, quote, I'm primarily concerned with how other health practitioners, so non-RDs like nutritionists, chiropractors, I'm guessing, see RDs and what their barriers are in working with us, generally speaking. So, and RDs and traditional healthcare practitioners have been unfairly unkind to naturopathic diet doctors, in my humble opinion, and I'd like to hear more about how to repair that damage. So I was going to say, have you experienced any kind of negative vibes from dietitians?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't think you get into any kind of non-traditional healthcare role without knowing that you're going to have some pushback and some questions to answer. I would say the majority of dietitians that I have interacted with personally are very positive and supportive. I've had many dietitians as patients over the years. I've had many dietitians refer people to me for concerns that they think functional nutrition would work well for, and integrative medicine. I think that most of the pushback that I've gotten has actually been on social media. You know, I think it's like any other topic. I think people feel like they can be a little bit more vocal and can be a little bit more abrasive sometimes. And so I've stopped engaging in a lot of those online group discussions because I don't feel like most of the time people are coming from a place of actually wanting to understand. They want to state their opinion and they want to continue to back that up. But there's been very few of those discussions that have been really open-minded. I want to learn from what you are and who you are and what you do. So the pushback is primarily online. Getting back to the original question about repairing damage or, you know, how do other professions, your RDs, I think a lot of my ND colleagues have worked with dietitians. Those who run clinics and have clinics often have dietitians as part of that team. But I think that there's an opportunity for education. So having RDs speak at some of our conferences about who we are and what we can offer to an integrative practice or what we can offer to work alongside other healthcare practitioners would be really helpful, because in all the conferences I've been to, I haven't really seen a lot of RD presence. And like I said, because there is so much overlap in what we do, there really is an opportunity there. There certainly is probably still some misunderstandings about, you know, the roles that we have, you know, hospital dietitian versus private practice dietitian. But, you know, the handful of private practice dietitians that I've interacted with in Halifax and Dartmouth over the last few years, it's been very positive. So I'm optimistic that things are moving towards more of a collaborative relationship, but I think it needs to happen on a larger scale, meaning like the professions need to be collaborating and not just the individuals within the profession.
Yeah, so I think that's great. I think there's opportunity to come together, find consensus, find, yes, collaboration, but also complementary lenses. Because one thing that's bothered me, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I was also on the board of directors of Dietitians of Canada for 3 years for the Ontario Northwest region. And the language I've heard, and again, this is my opinion over the last 20 years, is that dietitians are the credible source of nutrition information. So that's in our doctrine, if you will, that language specifically. And I've always seen dietetics and dietetic training as a form of professional socialization. So I've described them as the apex predator of nutrition counseling. So that's going to probably PO a lot of people, piss them off. But it's just interesting to me because, you know, I've seen so many people who are PhDs, researchers, even biochemical engineers who have a better understanding of things like lipid biochemistry. And I just think it's naive to be, I'll put it politely, naive to think that one profession can know everything there is. And we have a very specific application of the research, et cetera. But what I'm getting at is I think that that's a primary start, is that we know some things. Like, I forget how you phrased at the beginning, being about an expert in something.
But, right. We can be an expert, but we don't have to be the exclusive expert.
Right. Yeah. So it's a big field, right? So nutrition is so large. So there's kind of seeing everybody's roles. And I think there's the opportunity, because I mean, dietetics should be regulated fine. I thought in Nova Scotia, nutritionist was a protected title.
It is a protected title, but our regulations haven't been proclaimed yet. So we don't have a regulatory college. We're still an association that's self-regulating.
Okay.
But it is so also naturopathic medicine in Nova Scotia, we have title protection. So you can't call yourself a naturopath if you are not a member of the Nova Scotia Association of Naturopathic Doctors. So they're currently very similarly regulated actually in Nova Scotia.
Okay. Yeah, I just think, I don't think dietitians should be the sole holder of all things nutrition counseling, because like I said, nobody can know everything. So,
and I think it's too broad of a topic to have a single expert. Mm-hmm. I think that we are absolutely experts in understanding human nutrition. And like you said, you know, its application in respect to food, but there are so many other pieces to that puzzle that should be at the table, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like you and I both have talked about supplements and optimum, you know, supplementation, and sometimes, you know, being able to get some things in a supplement that you may not be able to get through food in a functional way that matters or makes a difference. Those are the conversations that I think are lacking from traditional dietetics. It's very much this food primarily or food only focus that should be important. I'm all about food first, but I think that we need to have a broader understanding of how do we support people with nutrition beyond just food.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's a good way to sum it up. So I think that's pretty much all the questions people had and I had. Did you have any last comments before we get into how we find out all about you and your amazing work?
You know, I'm a peacekeeper. I'm an only child. I like everyone to be happy. And I think that in conversations that I've had over my almost 2 decades of work in this area has been that when we open the dialogue and when we talk about what matters to us professionally and personally, what matters to the people that we're serving, what matters to the growth of the field, we're often coming from the same place, right? So it's the misunderstandings that come from lack of communication and miscommunication. So breaking down the barriers to communication, having more professional collaboration individually, within offices, within professions, you know, maybe having working groups that bring many different people who have nutrition as an interest to the table. All of that is going to support the growth of both of these professions. And that is going to help to support the people that we serve. So I just would really like to see more collaboration and just an open mind to understanding who we are. Just like I think you're very well versed in the world of integrative medicine, but you didn't know the difference between a naturopath and a naturopathic doctor, right? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of conversations we need to be having so that we're working from a place of factual information and not assumptions.
Yeah. Build bridges, not walls.
Build bridges, that's right.
So I've kind of known of you and your work for a while, and we've connected on social media. So I'm just wondering if you could let everybody know more about your practice, what you focus on, where to find you. And I think you have some neat programs, right?
Yeah. So I was in Dartmouth in Nova Scotia until November of last year. And we kind of had a midlife crisis opportunity presented to our family. So we packed up and moved overseas and living in the Netherlands now. So my in-person practice is on hold for the next couple of years, but I have been able to move to a more virtual-based practice. My ability to see people one-on-one is limited based on where they live. So I have started offering online group programs that are for women in perimenopause and menopause who are looking to find food freedom, so through intuitive eating and a health at every size approach, while also learning how integrative and functional approaches can help them manage the symptoms of menopause. So that's been my little passion project that's come to light in the last little while. So I'm running those groups 12 at a time every month or so, and people can find me either on Instagram at menopause.nutritionist or on my website, jensalibhuber.ca.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would encourage everybody to check that out. Yeah, it's great to have a niche, and there's a lot of people that would benefit from that time in their journey, the women in that part of their life, because I think there's a lot of missed opportunities and kind of the orthodox medical approach, right? So I think there's a lot of great support there to be had. So great. So again, just thank you for taking the time out of your busy day all the way over there in the Netherlands. And no doubt.
Thanks for having me, Doug. I always love chatting with you.
Yeah. So no doubt you're going to have some yummy cheese later or something.
I've already had yummy cheese, but they're all right because
you're 6 hours ahead. Okay. So thanks again. And I'll see you online.
All right. Bye, Doug.
Bye.
Hit subscribe and get ready to expand your nutritional world, your perspective, and gain confidence in a way that you didn't know you could. And be sure to check out my website, DougCookRD.com.